This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
I believe in societal norms.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I said already, Don, it was embarrassing. Don't scream
at me
on the show.
Don't defend
him. It was horrifying.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's Andrew Gundling.
You couldn't possibly understand the hurt.
Andrew Gundling here on this Tuesday, ENN, MLB All-Star Tuesday.
That's
we'll
right.
have the game coming up for you right here on 98.7 ESPN New York in about 2 hours or so. Let's see, we start ENN tonight by saying hello to Peter.
The Buckner play is like an etched in my moment kind of mind.
It didn't age well. That did not age well.
As a drop, I think it's going to age very well.
No, I mean in terms of making me look normal or healthy or well.
Oh. And, of course, we say hello to Don as well.
It just is what it is, Peeper.
<laughs> <laughs> Wow. Yeah. I mean, that was good earlier, but man, oh man, now.
Woo-wee.
I say this every year, and every year I'm right. Drop madness is going to be unbelievable.
So with that drop there, Don, you got mentally stuck between if you wanted to say Peter or people.
Is yeah, that what, I think so.
Yeah.
It's the only explanation as to why he said Peeper.
Like, I'll mess up all the time with words and get confused.
Sure you will.
Peter's got his just reversing words. So it's like a mental dyslexia.
I think that's all dyslexia.
But it's not visual. You have oral dyslexia.
Excuse me?
I guess the way. Listen, that word serves a purpose other than the one you're thinking of.
If
right?
everyone knows taking off your penalty is a helmet, you know taking off your penalty is a helmet.
What makes that classic is that you never corrected it. You never knew you did it, and you did it twice.
This one I knew, and I still said it. Can I hear one more time what happened today? This is not right. But
the Buckner play is like an etched in my moment kind of mind.
It's bad, though. I mean, it's really confident the way I said it. Okay.
All right, guys, let's see. We start ENN tonight with Rob Manfred. He spoke with the Baseball Writers Association of America earlier today. Touched on some of the key issues affecting the sport. Talked about the seven-inning doubleheaders. He said, I don't think seven-inning doubleheaders are going to be a part of our future going forward. He also doesn't see extra-inning runner on second base as part of baseball's future as well. I get the sense most fans will be happy with this.
Well, the only question, and hopefully it did come up in conversation today, that's all well and good, but will we have a season in 2022?
So he did address that. I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but as you would expect, he said our number one priority is to make sure we have a season.
Nah, well, that's saying nothing.
Right. But, yes, it did come up. Guys, USA Basketball lost again yesterday. This time it was against Australia.
This is not a thing.
91-83 was the final. Now, prior to Saturday, the U.S. was 54-2 all-time in exhibitions. That was before Saturday. Now they've lost twice since then. That's since 1992 when pros started playing for Team USA. Australia outscored the U.S. 44-24 in the paint. They ended the game on an 11-1 run. Here's Greg Popovich following the game. He was not pleased with a question having to do with the U.S. struggling to blow teams out like they used to.
Let me also answer that question. You know, you asked the same sort of question, the same family of question last time, where you assume things that are not true. When you just mentioned, you know, blowing these teams out, that's never happened. So I don't know where you get that. So, Can I finish my statement? Are you going to let me finish my statement or not? So you'll be quiet now while I talk, and then I'll listen to you. When you make statements about in the past just blowing out these other teams, number one, you give no respect to the other teams. And I talked to you last time about the same thing. We've had very close games against four or five countries in all these tournaments. So the good teams do not get blown out. There are certain games that might happen in one of the tournaments in the World Championship, the Olympics, where somebody gets blown out. But in general, nobody's blowing anybody out for the good teams. So when you make a statement like that, it's like you assume that's what's going on, and that's incorrect.
That's not the lovable Papa Bear you want to hear.
No, he's going to be a real joy if this tournament goes south.
Can you imagine having to even be? Do you know who he was talking to?
The reporter? No,
yeah.
I don't.
And is he right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, so Nigeria beat the U.S. the other day. When Greg Popovich says we don't blow teams out, the good teams, we're only, I forget what year it is, but we're only a few years removed, I believe, from when the U.S. beat Nigeria by, like, literally 80 points.
Well, let me ask a follow-up. Would that be considered a blowout?
Well, see, I think he covers himself by saying the good team. So that's all in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, it really is because, so, again, Australia, like, they are, I suppose, in the international sense, they're a good team. But if you took that roster and just put it in an NBA setting, you know, their starting lineup was like Matthew Dellavedova, Patty Mills, I think Dante Exum played a few minutes, Aaron Baines. Like, okay, these guys are playing in the NBA technically. Or Dellavedova used to.
Quite literally.
Well, Dellavedova used to. But like, but if that was an NBA team, Peter, they might go, what, like 7-75.
Right. Sure.
So, I mean, you know, and look at, meanwhile, look at Team USA's roster. But, Don, to go back to what you said at the start of this, does any of this mean anything at this point? Or these are just warm-up games? This players on this team might be exhausted from just finishing up the NBA season. But it's just odd, I guess. Like I said, 54-2 in exhibitions, and now they've lost twice in the last few days.
I get it, but you know, Windhorst was on with Greeny earlier today, or I think it was Greeny, or was it with Bob Schusen who was filling in for Barton Hahn? That's right. And it's said, tough. "Listen, I'm still putting my money on Team USA. They got the most talent, and I think teams are a little bit more up for the U.S. It's not a thing anymore. I mean, we own basketball." You know, and it probably means more to those other countries than it does to the United States. And it's an exhibition game. They'll be ready when it means something. Now, they may not be as impressive as past teams, but, you know, this isn't the dream team.
Was Windhorst at sea?
No, space.
It was space Windhorst?
Wow. Yeah.
Windhorst
is odd. He actually spends the summer in space and then he winters on the sea.
I prefer a space Windhorst. By the way, there's another big story that you've left out of ENN here.
No, I mean, we're only a couple in.
Not even over. That's his first story.
No, but I know. But I know that you're. I know that you have skipped it. It's very important. Do you see the Kirkshin father and son celebrity game coverage yesterday?
You're right. I have left that out.
I told you. That should have been me. I know we're not supposed to call for other jobs, Don. I don't want to bump either of the Kirkshins. I want it to be the cream filling of a Kirkshin sandwich.
Oh, my God.
The cream filling of a Kirkshin sandwich? What kind of sandwich is that?
Don't worry. A cookie sandwich. I meant the cream filling of a Kirkshin cookie.
Okay?
Young Kirkshin, me, old Kirkshin. That would have been...
I still don't actually know what you're even talking about.
Last night, ESPN showed the MLB celebrity game. It was on after the Home Run Derby.
Which is awkward, by the way.
Well, yeah, that they run it on tape delay
They run it on tape delay, but then they make it like it as live. Well, you've just watched the All-Star game. Well, all of a sudden, the sun came back up.
You know what, Don? Listen, we're not popular with this company. We'll probably be sent to space at some point ourselves. But you're telling the truth. Why not? I would rather you just air it at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And you know they cut it down? So, like, the second you see Quavo strike out, all of a sudden, you know, Paul Thomas Anderson's just standing there. He wasn't really there. But you get the idea. Like, it's edited so quickly. But I would just like to put out there, I think the Kirkshins did a great job. I want it to be the cream filling of a Kirkshin sandwich.
Oh, my God.
That is going to be tremendous.
Michael will never understand. Michael will never understand what I meant.
Well, I was just thinking that, like, what will Michael think that came from?
It's hard to explain.
Peter, I'm not going to lie. We're probably about 4 minutes into this. I still don't actually know what it is that they did.
Hold on,
were they
Don,
announcing it? Were they playing in it?
They announced it.
Okay.
Don, you understood, didn't you?
No.
You still didn't know what I meant.
You hadn't said what they were doing.
But that's impossible. I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth. Yes, they were the commentary team. It was Kirkshen and Kirkshen.
So everything I'm saying is great.
Here's my extent of the coverage that I watched last night, all right? I saw Alonzo reenact WrestleMania 3, and then the sun came back up at Coors Field, and then I shut it off. That's all I saw.
That was it.
So I don't know. You could be talking about anything. I mean, I think Andrew's with me, that they played.
No, they didn't play.
Well, then it's not worth watching. And no, because I want to see them play.
What, you want the Kirkshens?
Yeah.
But there were other people. You had Quavo.
Yeah, but just to see Kirkshen and his son play. I don't even know his son, but if it came from Kirkshen, that's something interesting.
I'm curious too, Peter. You started this by saying it should have been you. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? In play, like clearly the gimmick was father and son. Like unless Tim Kirkshen adopted you, what role would you be
serving?
Well,
first of all, I'm open to that. Second of all, I do the wacky color commentary of the NBA celebrity game. I'd like to do the wacky color commentary of the MLB celebrity.
So you want to like corner this market?
That's right. It's a very small market. In fact, there are only two games, but I only have one right now, and I want the other one. That's my future with the company.
Big steaming pile of.
Anyways. I don't know what happened. I wanted to be the cream filling of a Kirkshen sandwich.
Oh, my God.
If college football was a big steaming pile of dung, he'd be living inside it, rubbing it all over his face.
Everything I'm saying is great.
Okay, go ahead, Andrew. I'm sorry.
Let's see. Well, while we're talking about baseball and All-Star Week, the All-Star Game, of course, is tonight. You'll be able to hear it here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Following Dan Grasso, who's in for Carlin. Here are your Mets and Yankees to keep an eye on. Aaron Judge going to be making his third career start in the All-Star game. He'll be in right field, batting cleanup. Gerrit Cole is there, although coming off his 129-pitch outing against Houston, don't expect to be seeing him pitching tonight. Aroldis Chapman, despite his recent struggles, will likely see some action. For the National League, Jacob deGrom obviously made the team, but he is not participating. Instead, Taijuan Walker will be representing the Mets. His 2.50 ERA, 11th best in the majors so far this season. Here is Walker the other day on if he ever dreamt of becoming an All-Star.
Man, I mean, to be honest, I didn't really think about it. You know, like, I played basketball too growing up, and basketball was always my first love. And, you know, I really, you know, started playing baseball. And I played baseball all my life. I really started pitching, you know, my senior year and stuff. And I got drafted in the first round and everything. And, you know, once I got to the big leagues, you know, it was always a goal to be an all-star, you know, to be the best of the best and go out there and compete against the best and be around the best players in the league. So to finally, I think it's my ninth season, to finally be an all-star is really cool.
Well, listen, I'm happy for Taijuan Walker, but I'll be honest. That clip didn't sort of satisfy the missing I have of DeGrom being in the game. You could either get the greatest pitcher in baseball who will be an all-time great, who may one day surpass Tom Seaver as the greatest Met ever. He's not going to play, but we will get a guy who, I mean, he's fine to play in the All-Star game. He basically sounded like, sure, I'll play.
I mean, I don't know if history is an All-Star, so I don't know if history is going to remember the circumstances, but yeah, you're right. It's kind of strange that you would not have been an all-star if DeGrom wanted to go.
Yeah, I guess that's true,
so
too.
So how good
do you really feel?
But it just shows you how close. Listen, it's still an honor. But I kind of get what you're saying.
I wouldn't say that answer was like, oh, man, I can't believe this is happening. He literally said, well, basketball is my favorite sport. Then I started playing this, and I've been doing it for a long time. So, sure, I'll go to the all-star game.
He did seem – I mean, I saw him on Twitter. If it wasn't clear there, he did seem happy,
okay,
like very happy to have this happen. I'm not a Met fan, but I'm happy for him as well. Like his career trajectory was not headed in this direction. Like he said, this is his ninth year. I don't think he's ever even really sniffed this level of success. He's had okay seasons here and there. Right.
That is a fun story. The
so
fact that
it's kind of like an out of nowhere, good for him moment.
Yeah, a 9-year veteran who's put together a career and now gets to be an all-star. Right. That is pretty cool.
He said it a couple of weeks ago. The Mets were the only team interested in him. And now he's going to the all-star game. So it's a great story.
Yeah.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Guys, basketball season has not ended yet, of course, but the off-season trade rumors are already starting. This is from Shams Charania, The Athletic. He said today in his column there, the Knicks are the most aggressive trade suitor for Cavaliers guard Colin Sexton, sources said. Sexton is eligible for his rookie extension this off-season with 1 year left on his deal. It allows Cleveland to continue to be patient in constructing the roster. Sexton averaged over 24 a game last season on nearly 48% from the field, 37% from three. He's only 22, so I don't know. There's been a lot of talk about Lillard, Chris Paul. If this summer ends with Sexton on the Knicks roster and not either of those other guys, how are you feeling?
Well, it's not sexy, but he's young.
Sexton, Don. Sexton.
Sexton's not sexy like those other names, but it doesn't mean that they're not better off when you consider the age.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
If they wind up with him. And I mean, obviously, it's far less of a trade package than what you'd have to give up for Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll involve a first round pick, maybe multiple first round picks, and maybe, Kevin Knox. I don't know. I'd have to think more about that. But I don't know. If that's what the Knicks get, I wouldn't hate that at all. I think
is there anybody that they're going to draft with those picks that's going to average 25 points next year?
Next year, no. Certainly not.
So and so, listen. Part of you're building towards something, but now you're a playoff team. So now you can't always make your decisions based on, oh, this will be a great player down the road. You want somebody that's going to help you, but you can. It's the best of both worlds. It's somebody that can help you next year and is still young enough to be there down the road. I mean, Lillard's going to be 30, right? Lowry's how old?
35. He's going to be 36.
Yeah, he's old. Yeah, I mean, so you can get, and obviously you brought Rose in last year, and that certainly helped. But these are all like quick fixes. This is somebody that's going to be good for a while. Heck, he's even younger than the kid that they wanted in Washington, right? Bradley Beal.
Oh yeah, by a few years.
So, yeah. So come on, that's a way to go.
A scoring point guard. I mean, the Knicks, other than Derrick Rose, who I don't know how many more years he can give you that level of production, and even how many minutes he can give you that kind of production. I think it'd be great if the Knicks could do it. And I could see why the Cavs would be interested, because they have Darius Garland. They don't really need two point guards on that roster right now.
Well, thanks to Anthony Parry Jr., who now gives us a visual image of what this Kirchen cookie looks like.
I want it to be the cream filling of a Kirchen sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy that. I retweeted it.
Let's see. One last one here for you guys. I wonder if you remember this from the 2002 World Series.
Deep right field, Salmon back at the wall. It's off the wall. Two runs are going to score. Lofton digs for third. He's held there, and it's a six-run Giants lead. Thank goodness that JT Snow was aware and got Darren Baker out of the way. No. Goodness.
I don't know where you're going.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't read anything, but I'm assuming you're going to tell me that little tiny kid that JT Snow lifted in the air was drafted yesterday in Major League Baseball.
Bang! That's right. The then 3-year-old bat boy, Dusty Baker's son, he was 3 years old when that happened, when he ran out to home plate in Game 5 of the World Series to grab the bat. JT Snow saved him. He was drafted by the Washington Nationals. He's now 22, second baseman, taken in the 10th round with a 293rd pick. If that doesn't make you feel old, then I don't know what does. And that is ENN for this Tuesday.
Andrew does a great job. We should make
He really does. Permanent. Sorry?
We should make it permanent. Move Michael out at 6 and just you and I analyze Andrew. Michael would
I don't
appreciate
hate it.
The time off.
It's a great point.
All right, big show tomorrow, 2 o'clock recap. The All-Star Game, do a little football as well. Trivia is back. Dan Gross is next on Yes on 98.7 ESPN New York.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.